This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all at the ready. The situation surrounding discussion. I'm sure Putin is happy as well about what happened at the Oscars because he comes off the front page, at least for a few days anyway. The slap, what is the reference? The slap heard around the world. Yeah, right. And I just am looking at some photographs actually taken above from the camera's perspective. When I looked at it, it looked like it was a straight shot, and I thought they were doing a movie fake sort of thing.
Everybody did.
Punches, those were all fake.
I thought he was going to go up and like be like, you know, hey, man, I'll rough you up if you don't stop talking about my wife. Or, you know, I thought it was going to be something kind of funny because Will Smith and Chris Rock have been friendly for years.
Yeah.
To have that reaction.
I guess they haven't liked each other, I think, since, what, 2016? They had some kind of...
There was a beef, right?
Yeah, about. I think I read that he said something about Jada that Will did not like in 2016. And so I guess there was that. And then that was simmering all the way through. And then... Obviously, he made the joke about G.I. Jane, and then you saw the slap and the crying, and it was so poorly timed because, of course, he slaps Chris Rock right before he accepts the award for Best Actor. It's like you couldn't even let anything die down.
My read on this, who knows whether it's the right read, but as Alec Baldwin has been shunned by his fellow actors and the whole movie community, at large, I believe the same thing is going to happen to Chris. How can he recover from this? Nobody's going to forget this under the circumstances.
They won't forget it, but he's Will Smith, and clearly people pick and choose.
Well, but is that appropriate?
He didn't get escorted out of the theater. It doesn't mean it's appropriate, but people have done a lot less and been escorted out of award shows.
Yeah.
It's very clear that it doesn't matter what people do. It matters who the person is that's doing it.
Yeah, I mean, we witnessed an assault on live television, and then he was allowed to just sit right back down again.
And go to the parties. I don't know. I was had it rough.
What happened at the parties afterwards? Where did Chris Rock go?
Well, I don't know where Chris Rock
went. They were both going to
Vanity
Fair. That's the big one. So we don't know if they did or not.
I had a rough night's sleep, and so I was doing some Googling because I couldn't really sleep. And so I saw a lot of people online were upset that Will Smith was out partying and dancing, saying it didn't look like he had just hit somebody 5 minutes ago. And so he was out there, and he's taken heat, way more heat than I thought he would
have
taken.
He should take a lot of heat. Yeah. And so, one of the things that was interesting to watch and then to read afterwards during the break, Denzel and Tyler Perry and Bradley Cooper went over to Will Smith and said, hey, pal, calm down. I think Denzel probably had more impact on him than anything else because he referenced what Denzel said to him when he received the award, which I don't think he should have received. I think he should have been taken out of the theater. I'm with you. I think this sets a terrible, you know, what people will say in the street, well, Will Smith got away with it, so why should I be? Why should I, you know, you go up and punch somebody? And you don't have to account for it? Hollywood privilege.
I kind of see, like, the honor. I mean, because Jada Smith has that haircut because she has alopecia.
Yeah,
but
right.
It's like
Chris Rock clearly did not know that. It's not an excuse.
Probably.
It was a dumb joke, but he didn't know that.
Well, and, you know, it used to be that people were made fun of all the time how many people got made fun of during the show at the beginning with Amy Schumer and stuff? There was some, which was very funny, but there were people who were made fun of. Yeah, and, you know, you just kind of sit there and you laugh and you take it. I think the problem is that Will Smith, I don't know if it was sensitive or what the deal was. They'd been referenced in Amy Schumer's opening with Wanda Sykes. I don't know. Maybe he was just... fresh. It's just,
well, the weird thing was that
people get away with just going and slapping somebody for
it's
a dumb
so,
joke.
Right. It's so strange that when you look at the video, and I've seen it a million times now from different angles and the uncensored version of it, Will was sitting back in his chair. He was relaxed. He was laughing his head off at the joke. Jada's face was not laughing. She was really pissed. So something must have happened where either she looked at him and then he went, uh-oh, I'm going to have to act. Yeah, and then it was so bizarre that you go from laughing at the joke to punching someone. It was a lot. And then his speech, maybe he was just nervous that he was going to, you know, maybe it was hitting him, you know, in the moment,
the
no
impact.
Pun intended, that
what
like what he had done. Yeah. maybe his phone was blowing up and his agent and his lawyer were calling. I don't know. But the speech was all over the place. Like Jay had mentioned earlier, it went on for 6.5 minutes or something. And I get it because people wanted to know what he was going to say. But and then to make your whole theme about protecting your family and, guess that's what the father does in, you know, in the Venus and Serena movie. But
it's
like,
so phony.
Really? Yeah, it just,
phony.
It was
phony.
A lot.
Phony,
it made me
phony,
think there's
phony,
something
phony.
Going on with him, like, mentally. Yeah. It was very unhinged.
The Academy
that's the thing
has
that kind of crossed my mind. Was there drinking or, I mean, was there something?
He
that
seemed
he was,
sober. I don't think anyone was drinking there.
He didn't seem sloshy, but like, you know, there's a weird, it's just weird behavior and words put together.
The Academy was very strong in the statement that they issued afterwards and not condoning violence of any form, but they didn't explain why they didn't have him taken off the stage, which is something of their, okay, so the first part of this is, yep, you say this is horrible. Next, why didn't you do something about it? Is the
question. I fully expected security to remove him from the audience.
Should
and
have.
Then I was looking in the background, I'm like, nope, they're just sitting there like nothing ever happened. Jade is laughing, and I don't know, it's not a good look.
Nope, not. So I think there'd be a lot of... the question that I have, and I haven't found it in place, what did Rock... Where did he go, and what did he... Did they say anything to each other? He apologized to everybody else on the air, except he didn't say anything about Rock. On the air.
I don't think he's going to apologize to Chris Rock.
I thought he handled, to Chris Rock's credit, he handled it. The fact that you just got,
and then he was able to do,
like that,
finish his job.
And then continued, he goes, I just got cold cocked by Will Smith or whatever he said, and just stood there. It was amazing how he just took it.
He was up there for a while because by the time, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but by the time Chris Rock walked off the stage, his whole jaw was swollen. You could see, that one half, the bottom half of his face was really swelling up. So he probably went backstage and got an ice pack. Yeah. I wouldn't have blamed him if he called it a night at that point and didn't want to go to parties with a swollen face. But
so he
just
declined to file a police report, but he does have 6 months to do that if he chooses to do that. If a report is filed and Smith is charged, he could face 6 months in jail and a fine of $100,000.
I think Will Smith is lucky that Chris Rock is just going to rise above this now and let it go.
Yeah. Yep. I think that, but, you know, we're all here. The pictures back and forth of the Williams family during all of this, you know, what are they supposed to make?
How embarrassing.
Venus's face, when Will Smith was giving his speech, Venus looked shell-shocked.
Yeah.
You know, she just was like, I mean, it's really, talk about taking the thunder away from their story.
Real. Yeah,
Just horrible.
Yep. Okay, well, I think we have we've taken care of that. Omicron and the subvariant BA2, the dominant strain at the moment around the world, but it doesn't have the same impact, thank heavens. There are a lot of people who are sick with it, but they are not deathly ill. And we've seen the decrease down and down and down and down. The number of people going up again from the subvariant, is there concern? Apparently not. I think I mentioned this on Friday. All of the CEOs of the major airlines went to the federal government, to the TSA, and sent a letter to the president saying, okay, Mr. President, it's time. The masks on the plane have to go. And it should be immediate. I think the date is, April 14th at the moment, but they could lift it at any time. And I think the airlines actually made a pretty good case based around the number of incidents that flight attendants have had to put up with as they could. People in the public don't want to, they're not wearing masks anymore, so why do we have to wear a mask on the plane?
Well, and it's unfair to put flight attendants in the line of being law enforcement.
Right, they shouldn't be the babysitters. No, not at all. Okay, so what's the latest? Joe Manchin says he's going to vote to confirm Ms. Jackson, so that pretty much puts her over the top, right? Anything else to be said?
Yeah, I don't think McConnell that's unusual. I mean, I think all along people thought that she'd get confirmed. I do think that she would have had, she had had a better, probably a better showing last week. She probably would have had some more Republicans backing her. I would imagine it's going to be a slim confirmation, but I don't think that there's going to be any surprises between now and when they vote in April.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I don't think so either. It appears okay. So that we can scratch. Well, I'm just looking at the things we can scratch off the story. Scratch off the
controversy
story
list.
Yeah, right. Where can we, what else can we get rid of here? The plane crash. This is not controversial. That Chinese plane crash that went down last week. They found the second black box. I'm amazed that given the fact that that plane hit the ground going almost 800 miles an hour, that there's a piece of anything that's left.
It created a 65-foot deep pit in the side of the mountain. That's the impact. It is remarkable that they were able to find the second one because it was, they had to dig for it. It was really buried.
It's just,
but I mean, I don't know. Are we gonna
learn?
Why
don't they make the plane out of the same material as the black box?
Right, that's a good question.
Well. That's even if you, but at 800 miles an hour, 780 miles an hour,
was
you hit anything. I'm surprised they found a 4-foot piece of the wing that was left, and that was about it. Other than that, nothing left of anything.
I thought it was also bizarre. Did you guys see over the weekend that they declared that all 132 people were dead? Like, didn't we know that immediately?
Yeah.
So that stuff is so really stupid. It's just amazing. The DJV download every day. We discuss the best and the worst of what's going on. Download every day, focusing on the things that we've talked about during the course of the day. Some of them are about the news. Some are about people. Some of them, here we have a conversation on the most recent DJV podcast about the Jennifer Hudson engagement ring and Victoria giving us a lesson in what women do if they decide to call it off, or if the man decides, man calls it off, you keep the ring. Woohoo! Check it out. DJV download at djvshow.com every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to some of the trending items from social media that we follow. Or I should say Jay does. She follows it for all of us. She's got big shoulders and she can carry the weight. It's fabulous. Okay, so we have Phil Collins and his final concert. Or is it his final concert or the Genesis band's final concert?
All of the above.
It is, okay.
All of the above. Yeah, he was in London. He is now officially a retired man. He was joined by Genesis bandmates Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks. So this was their last show. They were in London. He performed sitting down. He even joked with the crowd that he needs to find a real job now.
Yeah.
And, well, and we know he suffered numerous.
Did he fall off the stage? What happened to him, the original thing that caused all the nerve damage? What happened to that? Or why
we'll
did
have
he
to
have
ask
that?
The Google machine.
I don't know how it started, but I remember... He had drop foot, and that was something like where your foot goes numb, like your leg goes
numb.
It's a
nerve thing.
Yeah, but a lot of drummers, and our producer Phil would probably know about this too. A lot of drummers have spinal cord issues and nerve issues because it's a very unnatural position for them to be sitting in and looking down at. You know, I have a couple friends who are drummers, and they have messed up necks and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And it's a common thing that happens, and Phil Collins was a drummer for a really long time, a really good drummer. And so I think it probably could be related to that as well, on top of whatever else.
So then you wonder...
Well, in 2007, he dislocated a vertebrae in his neck.
That happens,
nerve damage in his hands. Mm-hmm. He's had a cane since 2015. He had back surgery, and he did reveal during an interview this past fall that he could barely hold a drumstick anymore. So it seems like it wasn't just one thing. It's kind of an accumulation.
How old is he?
I'm thinking 71.
70s? 71?
Yeah,
okay.
71. So I was thinking about the two most outstanding pop drummers that I can think of, Ringo and Mick Fleetwood, and thinking Fleetwood's a very tall guy. I would think that something like that, if it was going to affect, it would affect somebody. Had Phil Collins kind of short, Ringo's kind of short, because, you know, the back issues usually occur more to people of height than not always.
When I saw, when I saw Fleetwood Mac, Mick Fleetwood stands up a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's because he's taking breaks from sitting too long, but, like, he'll stand up and play the drums a lot. So,
and
he's very tall.
How do you maintain your balance when you're drumming and you're standing up? I would think that would be very hard to do. And I'm not
his
drummer,
whole kit was raised up.
Oh, okay.
And there are a lot of drummers that they do stunts where they're strapped in and the entire set, including the drummer, will flip upside down and they'll play drums upside down. It's different bands
Tommy
have
Lee,
done that.
Right?
Yeah, he's done that. Travis Barker's done that with Blink 182.
Well, to be fair, Tommy Lee has a kickstand, so it makes me
How do you do that? Are you serious? Play the drums upside down? How do you do that?
Well, he used to wear... Okay, so a friend of mine, her dad loved Motley Crue when we were kids. And so they were, like, I don't know, at some point in the 90s, Motley Crue had another album. And my friend's dad dragged her to a Motley Crue concert where Tommy Lee was in his little Speedo and he didn't strap in properly. And when the cage lifted up over the stage and turned over, he fell off his bench and he fell out of the cage in his little Speedo, like, landed, like, on the stage. It was so bad.
I was rock and roll, baby.
Yeah.
Rock and roll is here to stay. It'll never die. It'll go down in history, whatever else goes along with that. That's an old Bowser line. Maybe I shouldn't even assume that you know who Bowser is. Does three of you know who Bowser is?
Nope.
Only heard you talk about him.
Really? Oh, my God. All right, Sha-na-na, look that up. 28 past the hour.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, because my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
No mic drop. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. A mic drop is an action people on stage can take after making a strong point. They drop the mic, and that signals an abrupt end. Also, that the mic isn't going to be passed on to someone else to speak, so it is essentially the last word. A mic drop signifies that speakers believe nothing else needs to be said because, well, hey, they've said it all. But that's just silly. Just the way that no matter how great a meal ever is, there will always be hunger the next day, so too is the reality that we will never say it all. There's no mic drop in real life. So whether you're standing by your words or throwing verbal grenades while hiding behind the cowardice of anonymity, the reality is that there is no mic drop in life. Because as long as we're alive, there will always be more to say, and most certainly there will always be more to learn. And if you want to learn more, check out my new book, Walking Through Anger, available anywhere books are sold.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine officials say it's hoping that today's first face-to-face peace talks with Russia in over 2 weeks could lead to a ceasefire. But a senior U.S. State Department official said President Vladimir Putin did not appear ready to make compromises to end the war. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed into law the Parental Rights in Education Bill, dubbed by critics the Don't Say Gay Bill, to ban classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity. The law will shield kids from kindergarten through third grade from the topics.
Now in Florida, we found at least six school districts that had policies to cut parents out of decisions regarding their child's well-being and to shield them from knowing about various forms of mental health services, Broward, Hillsborough, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, Sarasota, and Volusia counties.
Critics of DeSantis say the bill is putting children in harm's way. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attorneys filed court documents for some of those killed and injured during last year's deadly Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas, alleging that rapper Travis Scott violated a gag order to influence possible jurors and rebuild his reputation ahead of a potential trial. The complaint swirls around a project Scott made earlier this month called Project Heal, a $5 million initiative that includes funding for safety challenges for festivals and large-scale events.
Yes, we did. So talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real.
The possibility of food shortages in America is real. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, on Newsmax weighs in.
I mean, I was struck when you talked about him talking about shortages. You know, think about Ronald Reagan talked about America being that shining city on a hill. President Trump said we're going to make America great again, and he did. And now here comes Joe Biden, and what's he say? Get ready for shortages. I mean, this is the result of the lack of leadership, of the bad policies and all the bad decisions from the Biden administration. And you're exactly right. We better, as this administration, had better change course. The problem is, Grant, I don't think they can, because I don't think the hard left will let them change anything. They're beholden to all these crazy policies, particularly the crazy energy policy that is, frankly, I think, the catalyst for this whole situation, because Putin used the leverage that came with the energy based on the crazy decisions of the Biden administration to launch this terrible invasion of Ukraine.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer, who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keeping you focused on what's happening. It's the DJV program. Hi, I'm Doug. There's Jennifer over there. Victoria. And Jay. Hi.
Hi.
Everybody's all lined up, ready to go. I see Hillary Clinton is speaking out on the arrest of Brittany Griner. I always pronounce
Griner.
It wrong.
Griner.
Right, because she's still behind bars, right over in Russia. She hasn't been let out yet.
Do we even know? I don't know.
Whether she's even alive or not?
I don't know that we've gotten proof of life, and I don't know.
Oh, they're going to keep her alive for a little while at least. She's a pawn for them.
Mm-hmm. How would she be used, Jennifer? And why is Hillary Clinton speaking about it, I guess, is the question.
Well, I'm glad. I'm not a huge fan of Hillary Clinton, but I'm glad someone's talking about her. I haven't heard much from the State Department or from other places talking about Brittany Griner. I think maybe more the sports world is. But she's, for those people who don't know, she's a WNBA star who got picked up in Russia. Now, she could be incredibly stupid. They said that she was picked up with a vape pen that had cannabis in it. And if you hear knocking around in the background, it's my office cat.
A cat, yes.
Her office cat. Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like that cat is going to turn into Toonses. He's going to drive you to work. She's going to drive you to work. Like, you're going to have full-on Toonses.
Currently, she's standing on the back of the couch playing with the blinds. So that's what that noise is. In any case, so that's why they... Now, if she went into the country with that, she's stupid. But at the same time, Russia could have planted on her. We don't know. She's high profile. She's obviously very noticeable. She's like a 6'8" tall, 6'9" tall woman. I know. It's very distracting. So I'll let Victoria tell you the rest because she knows the rest of the story. Will I go shout at the cat?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know any new updates. I don't think there really are many updates
she's
at all.
Just there. It's just interesting that Hillary was on it.
Yeah, well, Jake Sullivan has talked about it. Certainly, I think Jen Psaki was asked about it, and she referred whoever the questioner was to the State Department because they're the ones who, you know, deal with things like that. So, yeah, I mean, everyone's aware of it, but I also feel like this is another example of what might be happening behind the scenes that the public doesn't know about yet. You know, hostage negotiations are usually not done, like, on the evening news.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I think it could be some of that, too.
All right, so the administration, let's talk about people and places and things. The Afghans who are here in the U.S. who were victims of the Afghanistani war will be able to stay here for another 18 months. What is that? What does that mean? They're going to stay here. I didn't know. I guess we all
means they won't be deported. Right, yeah. They won't be deported for 18 months, and they are allowed to work.
And if they deport them, they're going to go back to Afghanistan? Isn't that kind of counterproductive?
Right. Then you create a bigger humanitarian crisis.
Yeah.
And so they have host families, and they have temporary work visas so they can actually work and make money and, you know, I mean, that's contribute to sales tax and things like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a bad plan. I think, we have a work shortage right now, a worker shortage, so...
Yep.
Why not?
Here are the results of the latest census, for those of you who are wondering how you counted. Let's see here. Apparently, we didn't do a very good job. Here's the government again, once again, not doing what it gets paid to do. Counting in this circumstance, Caucasians, Hispanics, blacks. Apparently, the census missed counting a lot of blacks, a lot of Hispanics, and other minority groups, and overcounted whites and Asians. And that's according to the data that's been released this week by the government. So the census, generally speaking, overcounts whites. One wonders, so what the hell is the value of doing it, other than to figure out where money is going to be allotted and districts are going to be?
Right.
And congressional districts, making sure that there's not over or under representation.
But it's a huge problem this year. This census is very problematic.
Well, it was the pandemic as well. Yeah. I mean, you had people, it used to be that you could send census workers door to door, and there was it was really limited in doing that. And it is a proven fact that different minority groups do not typically respond to the census.
No,
to the door in a lot of scenarios, they don't respond or respond honestly to about who's living in the household and the makeup. So, and that is a distrust of the government. So, it's already a challenge, but it's certainly a challenge when you can't go door to door and look into the house yourself.
Well, and also trying to add the citizen question, that really put off a lot of minorities being counted.
What question are you talking about?
Trump wanted to add the citizenship question. Are you a citizen? And that went all the way up to the Supreme Court, I believe, and it was ruled that it's not constitutional. The original census was not, I mean, if everyone wants to be a stickler for the Constitution, it does not say that you only count citizens. You count everybody. And so, but they tried to add the citizenship
question.
Them,
just like who are you?
Right,
but the
people who were against adding that said that it would intimidate even more minorities from wanting to answer. But Doug, it happened. It happened.
I understand that,
but it's not constitutional, so that question was never asked.
We do need to know who's here legally and who isn't, and the count is important. I mean, I know people. I don't really understand the argument against it. It's not taking away services or reallocating anything. It's about learning who's in the country and who's eligible voters, because a lot of times you're drawing congressional districts based on the total population of people, not voters, and that's not right. That screws up people's representation within the system. So that kind of
there's
is the argument.
So that's always been done, though. That's how it is. Because if there are people who are undocumented, there are people who are here on visas, we need to know who they are and where they're living, and they deserve representation, too. That's the whole point of why this started.
They're not a citizen. Why do they deserve representation if they're not a citizen?
If you're here legally, if you're here with working papers, why would your needs not... You're paying taxes. Why would you not deserve that?
Illegal, all the illegals that are still wandering around that aren't
talking about undocumented.
Yeah. There's such a gray area in here, and everybody's got their own little group. I noticed the LGBTQ community wants, and I don't know this is bad. I'm not suggesting it's bad. It's just interesting to note that there are more people identifying as LGBT or Q among Latinos.
This was surprising. Yeah,
the case among white and black Americans. Yeah, it is. 7% of American adults identify as LGBTQ. 11% of Latino adults identify. So that's quite a large gap in terms of percentages anyway. 6% black, 6.2% non-Hispanic white adults are LGBTQ. The results from those who are Gen Z adults, that is the most recent, 1997 to 2012, 21%. Identify as LGBTQ. I think that's amazing. It's just amazing that there are that many people. Have we gone this long without identifying them? Or are there just more now than there were before?
Well, it just means that typically one of the things that you can trace to this is that just over 10% of millennials identify as LGBTQ. So the younger the kids are now, there is no, like, coming out anymore. I mean, in Gen Z, Gen X, not less so with Gen Z, but more so with Gen X and certainly with boomers, that was... I mean, you know this. It was probably incredibly difficult for a lot of people in the boomer generation to come out of the closet and identify as gay or as part of the LGBTQ. Now with Gen Z, there is no coming out anymore. It's just, I am who I am, which is wonderful. So that's why the numbers are much more probably accurate for that generation than the older ones.
I don't know. I was thinking about people my age and how many people I know who are my age who are gay or who would fit into this classification.
You may not even
know. Who are out. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Who are out. Just not out.
Yeah. Right. That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. All right. So let's see here. What do we have that separates us that is kind of amusing? And the ability to identify a UFO and how many people, those of us, those in our group, those in our age, those in our bracket, how many people have seen a UFO? Apparently, depending on where you live in America, you're more likely to see, you can see UFO sightings. They've been reported in every state in the country. Okay, we understand that. But there are states like California, one wonders whether they're really seeing them, or is that just California? 10 states, right? You know, the California has got a lot of cucamongas. So are they seeing, or maybe the people that are flying the UFOs like California better than...
To be honest,
California,
a UFO is just an unidentified flying object. So
yeah,
it's not like you're
thinking
that they're
alien. Doesn't mean it's a
little
green guy.
I have seen one thing in L.A., and I think it's very hard in L.A. to see anything because you don't even get to see the stars most nights because there's just too much light. And in Los Angeles, it's too populated a city to really get a good look at the sky. But I did see something at, like, dusk, and a lot of people saw it, and I don't think an explanation was ever offered in Los Angeles, but there was this swoop across the sky that was kind of it was seen by many people, and no one really gave an explanation. We also have the guy, the rocket man, who people keep seeing.
Oh, I was going to say the jetpack guy, right?
Yeah, that nobody has been able to really explain other than trying to say it was a balloon, but I'm sorry, you've got people on an airplane. What is a balloon doing that high? Pilots would probably know the difference between a person and an airplane, so, there are things that people have seen, but it doesn't necessarily mean that
California has had 15,000 sightings. let's see, the Great Lakes states have, that's a good place to be if you want to sight or see some of the stuff. Florida, not a people, not so, well, maybe the most of the people in Florida.
Florida came in second. So, but like, that's the thing that's crazy, that California had over 15,000, and then in the second place position was Florida with only 7,500. So something's going on in California where it's like double.
Yeah, that's news to you?
No, I'm just saying, I like California.
I love California, but it's full of lunatics, including most of the nutbirds that run the state.
Well, Jen's cat might be considered part of the lunatics, right?
I'm fully convinced that the aliens are actually running California and probably most offices in the government. So check for the forked tongues, people.
Mm-hmm.
This is their parking lot.
Speaking of aliens and who's running what, I see that Chris Cuomo has filed a $125 million lawsuit for being fired at CNN inappropriately. Good for him. He'll get about 25 cents out of that. And so what's his end game here? He's not going to get anything out of these guys. It depends on
how his contract was written.
Yeah, exactly.
But these people have no shame, is what we've learned.
Yeah, right.
Well,
neither
he also threw
his brother.
He also threw some other people under the bus, and he said that everybody all the way up to Zucker not only wanted him to interview his brother, I think it was nine times during the pandemic, which was they put a temporary lift on the policy that he was not allowed to participate in stories involving the governor, who was his brother. So, but then they lifted that, and he said that that came as a directive from all the way up at the top, and that they not only that he and his brother were, I guess, not, they expressed reservations about being interviewed, but apparently the leadership wanted it.
So that's what his legal argument with hacks is. Look, he got thrown under the bus, no doubt, but it just shows you how CNN was operating in their so-called news department.
I know, you look at this thing in the suit, it sort of reminds me of the big story from the chutzpah department, or as my Jewish friends say, chutzpah. It's 47, almost 48 after.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when a friend says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
And I say, "Thanks. They're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants. And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold. They have 4 pockets. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
Discover the all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic an insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, 53 after the hour now on the DJV program. A little balance, a little bliss. Here, Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit normally is with us, but he had to bring his mother to the hospital this morning. So usually a good fill-in for his work when it comes to talking about what's going on in your house and how you can improve things in your home is to talk about food and ancillary things that go along with it. For example, today is National Weed Appreciation Day, and we're not talking about MJ. We're just talking about weeds. And how, where in the world does this come from? Who thinks that weeds are beneficial? There's nothing about weeds. Well, everything. That's not true.
Some are.
Dandelions. I don't know why they're considered. Well, they become mainstream. I know in Chinese medicine they use a lot of stuff that are considered weeds. Chickweed, for example. I have ragweed all over my farm, and it gets into my, I have a little infection in my lung that came from exposure to ragweed. That sort of stuff. So it's not great. But when you think about many of the things that today are considered food that were considered weeds before, or, you know, use weed as an example. It's called weed for a reason. Marijuana was a weed. And kale was a weed. And dandelions are a weed. So what was yesterday a weed is today good for you. I guess, babe, that's how the what we get out of National Weed Appreciation Week, right? What else? You ever cook with knowingly with weeds? Either of the two of you, Victoria?
Cook? Jay? No. But dandelion tea and dandelion root coffee are like really healthy for you. So yeah. That's something that it's really good for the liver, really good for if you have Epstein-Barr virus. That's something that, you know, it's helpful.
Good to know. We missed National Sloppy Joe Day last week. How many people like Sloppy Joe's?
I don't eat meat, but Sloppy Jane's. We make Sloppy Jane's with ground turkey that are really good.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently a bartender.
Ground turkey is good.
Yeah, you like it? Havana, in 1920, the site of a bartender named Jose Otero created this sandwich It was shredded beef, tomato sauce, and spices. And that's how he became known as a sloppy Joe, because Jose is Joe, duh. And so, I don't know. I remember in school, one of the delicacies used to be sloppy Joe's. Wednesday. We had the same food every week, and Wednesday was sloppy Joe day. Friday was fish day. I think Tuesday was pizza day. How about that for remembering?
Yeah, something pizza day was a good one. And we had a salad bar whenever it was also pizza day. It was salad bars were Tuesdays and Thursdays. Oh, it was so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have Walmart and Kroger in the focus because their pancake mix has cable fragments in it. This is attention, Kmart shoppers. The buttermilk pancake mix that you bought is probably something you want to bring back and get your money back for. Continental Mills issuing a nationwide recall for, and this is the same thing here. You know, all of these stores have the same stuff that come from the same place, and they just put their label on it. So great value is Walmart's house brand. I forget what it is, whatever you can find in Kroger. But basically, if you have buttermilk, pancake, and waffle mix, bring it back to the store, no matter where it came from. Could come from Kroger's. It could have come, doesn't matter, just bring it back and get your money back and wait until the dust settles. I think that's probably the best advice. Don't you think, ladies?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. All right, speaking of pancake mix, IHOP has launched a loyalty program. Huh? Pancake Bank. The International Bank of Pancakes. There we go. Customers who want to participate in the program have to make an account online through the IHOP app. Does anybody not have an app? Is there any company? I got an app. I put an app on my phone at Dr. Ken's office last week because I have a new Fitbit. And the Fitbit is tied into this app. And Ken was so funny, he looked at me askance and said, "Are you sure you're going to be able to handle this?" I said, "What is there to..." To handling it.
That's a wise question, Dr. Ken.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, actually, I've been doing it every day. I put the Fitbit on, and I push the button for my blood pressure and that sort of thing, and then it puts everything else in it, and I put the app next to the phone, and I can hear it go boing, boing, boing when it puts the stuff in. And so it's tracking kind of everything about how many steps I have, what my heart rate is, what my oxygen level is. It's pretty fascinating. You just put this thing on your wrist, and it does all of that stuff. You can make a phone call. I can look at my email on it. I know that you probably both are laughing now because the phone thing has been...
Very cute.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, I've joined the Pepsi generation, I guess, or the new generation. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.